Chauncey, my man.
Am I fired?
How are you? You'll never fire me, Chauncey. But, Chauncey, we've been good to your magazine with The Apprentice. You saw the ratings that went to number one. I mean, it's killing it.
The show is huge.
It's huge. It's the biggest thing in NBC. The NBC people just left. They said it's the biggest show they've had since Friends.
Well, it's what we both predicted.
Yeah, that's true. Chauncey, this person,
Victoria.
I don't even know who the hell she is. I never took her out. I don't know who she is. And by the way, based on her picture, I would never take her. She looks like a fucking third-rate hooker. I mean, give me a break. I never took this girl out.
She claims that she went on four dates.
I never took her out. She's full of shit.
I know. Now,
Look, I have good taste in women.
Right.
Take a look at her picture. First of all, she's not a Playboy girl. She's like a Playboy something girl, they say.
Yeah.
Number one. Anything, it's all bullshit. I never took her out. How long ago was this? 10 years ago?
Did you read her quote? She said that, I guess, you were considering using her for an ad campaign.
That's bullshit. That's just total bullshit. And number one. Number two, who the fuck? I use models for that. I don't use Playboy people for that stuff.
That's right. She said that, I guess, you contacted Playboy Promotions.
No, but I don't use Playboy people for that. We use models.
Total
bullshit, Chauncey.
I sent her a couple of emails, right, trying to get her to respond to me, and I haven't heard back from
her. It's total bullshit. I have no idea, except I know one thing. She called up the office like 10 different times,
right,
years ago. This is like 5 years ago. That's the only reason, because it was an unusual spelling. I never took her out. She wanted to go out. Did Norma tell you she used to call?
She said that she would call the office nonstop, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the only reason I recognized the name. That was like 5, 6, 7 years ago.
So am I dealing with a lunatic?
No, you're dealing with ancient history, number one, and you're dealing with a person that I never took out. And based on her picture, I would never take out. She's not even attractive.
By
the way, she's not a good-looking girl.
She's in her mid-30s now. Well, she is Penthouse Pet of the Year.
When?
This year, 2004.
Penthouse. I mean, who the hell wants a penthouse pet? Penthouse is gone. It's bankrupt. It's over. I mean, penthouse. She's a 35-year-old penthouse pet. That's pretty pathetic. Hey, Chauncey, give me a break. You shouldn't write a story like that.
All right,
that's bullshit.
You
think I'm going to go out with a penthouse pet? Penthouse is. I thought it was Playboy.
Well, she was Playboy. She's the only girl ever to do both. That's her claim to fame.
Oh, she's. Forget it. I never took her out.
So she's riding your coattail. She's trying to hop on.
Hey, excuse me. This is the fourth time that this has happened to me in the last 2 weeks.
Since the show
You know, the show went to number one. I don't know, you just saw that, I guess.
Yeah, now the girls are coming out of the woodwork.
Well, at least two of them, actually, I did date, and actually they were very nice. They said great things about me.
And this is one who...
I had another one that said terrible about me, but I never even heard of her. At least this one, I heard of because she used to call the office.
Right.
And I didn't speak to her. But look,
okay.
It's total bullshit, and, you know, it's not right to have somebody ride the coats. You know, the only reason I call you about it,
right,
it'd be easy just not to call you, go, so nobody gives a shit. The truth is, it's just so fucking false.
Right, okay.
I don't like to let them get away with this crap.